Okay, so we are on Daf Ayin Dalad Amud Beis. We did not, we didn't finish all the way on Ayin Dalad. So we are a little more than halfway up, actually. First, if you go to the first word in the line is Have, almost right in the middle, and go a couple words up to Shava, where the first word in the line is Shava, Shekain. Shekain Hadas Tav. So let's just start from there, and we'll make our way down, and we'll catch up, hopefully. So the Gemara says, and remember, our conversations here are, we have different psukim which talk about different levels of requirements in terms of when a person has not yet finished whatever process they're supposed to finish of becoming tahor. So whether that's they require going to the mikvah, so that at that point, do they require just Vahar Shemesh, just that nightfall, that sunset comes, do they require actual having brought their korban already, right? Different individuals, and what are the things that, depending on if it's Meiser or Trumar or Kachim, the different levels of responsibility for them. And so the Gemara is kind of deciding with each one, do they require actually be in their korban? No, they just have to go to the mikvah, the different things that have to be done. So Rava Amar, at this point, where the last one on the line is Rava, the Gemara is bringing a new proof now that tefillah is enough. The pasuk that seems to imply that just tevila is enough, right? To just go into the mikvah would be enough. It's only true by meiser, but not meiser sheni, but not true when it comes to truma, because truma requires more than that. So it needs tevila and vahar v'shemer. So Rava Amar below misa adifa nami. Right? We were talking about these different possibilities. Oh, truma should be more machmir, or meiser should be more machmir, depending on the different acronyms about what they have. So Rava says no, even without the fact that. That truma brings with it the chayv misa if you eat it bituma, it's still stronger, still more to assume that by truma. Why? So Rav Amar below misa adifa nami lo matzis amris amar kran nefesh and ezu davar sheshav v'chol nefesh havi amris am meiser. Right, we were talking for sure that pasuk is talking about meiser, because when it talks about something that's referring to nefesh, it's something that everyone can eat. Right, meiser sheni is something that any person eats. It's not just a kohen, etc. And that's why I can assume it's referring specifically to meiser sheni. So the kasi hani mili heichi delav bar kaparhu. Right, but those cases already were situations in scenarios where the person didn't need to bring a korban. Right, we're talking about an individual who is not someone who was supposed to bring a korban and didn't bring it yet, right? Or brought it already. This is a person who doesn't have to bring a korban at all. But heicha debar kapara ad demaisi kapara. Maybe I would say, yeah, but if the person is in a scenario where they actually have to bring a korban, maybe without a korban it's not enough. So Amar Abaye, shrei krai ksivi b'yoledes. No, I have two psukim when it comes to yoledes, right? And remember, yoledes has to go to the mikvah, and she has to bring a korban, right? She has to do both. So ksiv ad melosi me tahara says about her, right, that she's not allowed to eat kachim, etc., until the time of her b'chol kodesh lo tiga ad melosi me tahara. So she's not allowed to even touch kachim until the days of her tahara are over. Kevin shemali me tahara, right? The implication being, though, that once the days of tahara are up, that's enough, right? Uksiv pasuk better also. By the Yoledes, v'chiper aleha ha-kohen v'tahera, that the Kohen has to actually do something, right? The Kohen has to do something, and then she becomes Tahera. So haketza, what do I need two psukim for? What are the two that seem to be contradictory, right? That they just have to be up, or there's something has to happen with the Kohen, presumably the bringing of a korban, to make her tahora. So which one is it? So answers the Gemara, kan la truma, kan la kachim. It depends which one we're dealing with. If we're just dealing with truma, so once that she's gone to the mikvah and the time is up, so that's enough. Now she can already eat truma. But in terms of kachim, she has to wait till the korban is actually brought. So again, the Gemara is making it clear that sometimes, and so bringing a case from Yoledes is helpful, because the case of Yoledes is someone who's actually a bas kapara. She has to actually bring a korban. So the Gemara says, and the fact that you see that, even by the case of Yoledes, that you have, two different psukim, one for a truma, one for a kachim. So you see that there's different stages and different levels depending on what it is that you're bringing a korban, what it is that you're waiting to become tahora for. So it says, I said the opposite. Maybe the two psukim are actually talking about the opposite cases. Maybe really the chiper aleha, that's for truma. And maybe when it comes to kachim, I just need the days to be up. How do I know which one's which? So Gemara says, no, mistavra kodesh chamur shekein pinkakas. Now, so Kodesh is Baruchama, Kachim is Baruchama. Why? Because it has the acronym Pei Nun Kuf Ayin Kaf Samech. These are all halachos that apply specifically to Kachim. What do these things refer to? So Pei refers to Pigol, Nun refers to Nosar, Kuf refers to Korban, or they have to bring a Korban. Ayin refers to Mi'ila, Chaf belongs to refers to Kares. If you eat Betumah, you get Kares. And Samech is an answer, yeah, a great one. Isser la'onin, right? It's forbidden to an onin. So all these things, basically, there's all these halachas we just saw us before. There's all these halachas that apply to kachim. So then, that's why kachim should be more chamor, and that's what makes sense to say you have to actually bring a korban before you're allowed to eat kachim if you're a tamei. It says, Adarabba, truma chamura, shekein machpaz. What do you mean, truma is more machmir? Because it has machpaz. We mentioned this one the other time, right? Misa. That if you, again, you eat it betumah, you get your chayav misa. If you eat it betumah, you have to give back karen and chomesh, that's ches. Pei, the pidyon applies to it, and zayin, that's asher lazarim. Right? As opposed to kachim, which is not asher to a zar, per se. You can only eat korban pesach, etc. Right? So how do I know? Maybe you think kachim is chamer because it has all these halachos. Truma should be chamer, it has those halachos. So says the Gemara, no, hanach nefishin, mentioned this before also. That, yeah, it's true, but kachim has more, right? Just count the number of letters. There's more chumras by kachim than there is by truma.
So that didn't work last time.
Because of misa, right, correct. But in Gis' case, they both have misa with them, so it'd be harder. So Rava comes back to the rescue again. Rava Amar below hanach nefishin, even if they weren't more lo matzis amris. I'll tell you why you can't say that to flip it, right, and to make the more chumra thing truma can't be. Why Amar krav chiper aleha hakohen vitahera mechlal shehi temeya. Right, that the pasuk says that the kohen, the bringing of the korban, right, means that she's makes her tahira. Implication being that she was tameya. Okay, v'yisach adaydach bekachim. Right, and if you want to say this is talking about the case of kachim, again, the pasuk was that the kohen brings the korban. Now she's tahira. If you think that's talking about kachim, ikrei kan v'abasar asher yiga becho tamei lo yochal ela shma mina betruma. So I can tell you the pasuk's talking about, right, there's another pasuk that says that if the person even touches the meat when they're tamei, they can't eat it. So Shema Mina is talking about Shuma. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. So Rashi says, Mechlal shehi tamei, all the way in the bottom, second of the wide lines in the bottom, Mechlal shehi tamei, right, that the pasuk says, look at Rashi. So Rashi says, Mechlal shehi tamei ad hashta, right? Meaning the implication, like we said, that the pasuk says, V'chiper aleha kohen v'tahera, and she becomes tamei. The implication was that she was tamei before. So look at Rashi. Mechlal shehi tamei ad hashta, implication she was tamei until now. V'yisak adaitach kra kama deshari lemecham meorsa bekachim. Again, this is it's a little confusing here. The point being that we were using the pasuk of v'chiper aleha kohen v'tahera to talking about kachim, right? That is what we refer to. So that's v'chiper aleha. He has to actually go through the process of bringing the korban, and then she's tahora. But an implication meaning otherwise she was tamei. And the v'isach adayitach of the Gemara is, and if you thought the other pasuk was talking about kachim, that's not going to, I mean, this pasuk presumably is talking about kachim. It's talking about him bringing a korban, and then she's able to eat kachim afterwards. But if you wanted to say that the other pasuk, right, that the other pasuk was referring to, right, Yisach adayitach kra kama, the original pasuk, which was just saying that as long as, once the va'ashem eshvet ha'er, and once the money comes, now she can eat. And that's referring to kachim, which we always say it's about truma. We say it's being kachim, right? If you want to say that, so then we have a pasuk karikan v'abaser sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yocha. We have a pasuk. Otherwise, it says that even touching the meat when you're tamei doesn't work. V'hai mechusar kipurim tamei mikin. Someone who hasn't brought a korban is called tamei. Right? Kedichsev v'tahera michlal shehi tamei. Meaning until the pasuk told us that a person who was supposed to bring a korban didn't bring it is like a tamei. Right? You want to tell me that we have a puzzle saying, well, once the morning comes, she can eat kachim. How can she eat kachim? We have a separate puzzle that tells me that if you're tamei, you can't even touch the meat. You can't even touch the meat. So that must, so for sure, a person who is required, and a person who is kippurim, because they haven't brought a korban, they're considered like a tamei. We said this all along. That someone who's supposed to bring a korban and didn't bring it yet, they have like a status of a tamei. So you can't possibly tell me that there's a possibility that someone who wants to eat kachim, all they need is the morning to come. That's not possible, because we know that a person, because they're still considered tamei at that point, in which case they can't even touch the meat. So imkain, it must be that this din of eating kachim is only possible once they've brought your korban, because then you're not tamei anymore. Fine. Okay. So el shema mina b'truma. Fine. So we left it as b'asham mishvat hairs b'truma, and the other pasuk is now telling me that I need an actual korban. I need the actual korban to be allowed to eat. If you're a mechuser kippur, you haven't brought a korban, you're not allowed to eat kachim. Fine. So maskev la shisha bereder of edi. So if shisha bereder of edi asks the kashi here, umi matzis amres truma ksiva hacha. You really tell me that this case is referring to truma, right? Your baal shemesh with the hair is talking about truma. Vatanya debra b'nei Yisrael. The pasuk says, speak to b'nei Yisrael. That this idea, this pasuk you're telling me is talking about truma. It says speak to Bnei Yisrael. Okay, only Ela Bnei Yisrael ki yores v'shivcha mishucheres minayin. What about a woman who converts, and what about a slave who's freed? Tama lomar isha. The fact that the pasuk says isha when it's talking about it. Okay, v'yisach adaitach b'truma ki yores v'shivcha benos micha truma ninu. Meaning, if you're now telling me that within the same pasuk we also have a drasha which tells me that this refers to all women, right? It refers to all women, and it's talking about eating truma. Well, there are certain women, and the inclusion, right, of Yisha comes to include even a giyores and a shivcha mishucheres. Why is a shivcha mishucheres and a giyores never going to eat truma? Because they cannot bas kohen and they can't marry a kohen, right? They can't do either, right? So these are women who can never ever eat, presumably never eat truma. It's not totally true. So I'm just trying to point out that there's one opinion that says that if a giyores, a girl converts when she's less than 3 years old, she's not ready to be a, so she could technically marry a kohen. But we're not assuming like that opinion. But the point being, since they are never included in being able to eat truma, how could this pasuk be referring to eating truma? There's an element of this pasuk which comes to include these women who can never eat truma. So it can't be. So it says Gemara, Amar Rava, Velo, V'haksiv, Nanta Ayin Heman Aleph, V'haksiv, B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga. The rabbi says truma. What do you mean? The pasuk says B'chol Kodesh Lo Tiga to include truma. All right, look at Rashi. Bahi Parsha Sa, not Parsha. V'amar Mar Meseches Makos, B'chol Kodesh Lo Rabbi Sa Truma. Da Surah Ba Koyame Tohar. Shehi Tvulas Yom. We have another drasha in that same pasuk, which tells me that even a tful yom, even a woman who's yoledes, right, and she now has gone to the mikvah, and now after 7 days or 14 days, and now she has this time called, she has yimei tohar now, either 40 days or 80 days, where she's, even if she bleeds, she's not temeya, or she's mutaris to her husband at least. So, but during that time, talking about truma, so you see that the pasuk is talking about truma. So Ella kra mile kachashiv. So rather, the answer is like this, and it's like the answer we would have said to ourselves probably. That you're right. There is an element of this pasuk that comes to include these women who otherwise can't. You know, it comes to include a giyores and a shivcha mishuchares in this halacha in general, right? Of going to the mikvah and you become tahora, etc. For other things, right? For other things. And by the way, it includes women. It also comes to include to add the fact that other women, that once they become tahorim, they can eat truma. So what? The answer is, it implies to each person in their own status, meaning for the people who can eat truma, they can eat truma. For the people who can't eat truma, it helps them for other things. And it's mili mili kachashiv, it talks to each person in their own example. It doesn't matter the fact that it doesn't necessarily apply, but for this person it doesn't apply, so it can't be referring to truma. No, it applies to truma for everybody else, and for them it applies to the things that apply to them. So that doesn't negate the possibility. Okay. So now we're asking a different question. Utlasa cry b'truma lamali. Why do I need 3 psukim by truma? We've been talking about all along, having basically that when it comes to truma, we have now 3 psukim. Right, what are the 3 psukim? Ish mizera aram v'hutzaru, etc. V'kachim lo yochad asher yitar. Uba shemesh v'taher. That's the second pasuk. And then they can eat. Then they can eat kachim. U'shloshit yom, etc. When it comes to the yoledes, right? V'chokodosh lo tiga ad melos yimei tara. So we have 3 three psukim when it comes to this individual. So Gemara says, no, tzricha, I'll tell you why. Di'imi adashe yitar, if I just learn from the pasuk of adashe yitar, lo hav yadan b'mai. Meaning the pasuk just says, until you become tahora. Well, how do you become tahora? So if I just said that, I wouldn't know how. Because it says the pasuk, no, so when the sun comes, goes down, then she becomes tahora. Oh, it's with the sunset. Okay. Because of Rachmana Ba'ashem Shvetaher, if you just had the pasuk Ba'ashem Shvetaher, Hanimili de la bar kabara. I would have thought that's only for people, like we said before, who don't have to bring a korban. Aval de bar kabara, someone needs a korban, ema adam maisi kabara. Maybe those people, taka need a korban. Right? So, because of Rachmana, abalos, no, because of say no, adam mosi me tahora, that even for individuals who otherwise need to bring a korban, for them, the sunset is enough for at least eating truma. Because of Rachmana Amalos. And if you had just had the place that says Amalos me tahara, have amina fila below tvila, I would think, oh, so all you need is the days to be up, even without going to the mikvah, because of Rachmana Adash Yitar. No, you have to actually go to the mikvah. Alright, so therefore I need all three to make sure to account everything for each other. Okay. So now it says the Gemara, which will probably end with this last point here, Tana the Paligale, the Tana Bebi Shmal. And what about the Tana who argues with Tana Bebi Shmal? The Amr Bezav Bal Gimarios Mitsura Mukhla Kasim Medaber. We mentioned this before that if it's referring to a Zav who had three Rios, now he's Chayav a Korban, right? Or a Mitsura, a real Mitsura, who also Chayav a Korban, that the Pasuk is talking about that. Vahaya Ada Shayitar Ada Maisi Kapara, and in which case Ada Shayitar is not just talking about until you do some type of Tahara, but it refers specifically until you actually brought the korban, then Shrei Krabi Kachim Lamali. Now you're giving me two Sivir Psukim, which talk about a scenario a person actually needs to bring a korban. So what do I need that for? Why do I need two Psukim to tell me how I can become Tahor to eat Kachim? So the answer is the Gemara Tzricha. No, I need both. Why? Because the Rachmana be Yoledes. If I just had the example of, again, the Yoledes who has to bring a korban, Mishum de Beruba Tumasa, that's because Yoledes has such a long Tumah process, right? About Bezav, Emelah, but a Zav who's much shorter, only 7 days or less than 7 days, I would say no. Because the Rachmana Bezav, and if it's case of Zav, the Lo Hutra Michlalo, Ava Yoledes, the Ik Ava Yoledes, Emelah, Tricha. So this last point is like this, that the Zav, what's the rule by Zav? The Zav, anytime he has an emission, he becomes tamei. There's no example where he doesn't become tamei from seeing whatever he sees, right? But a yoledes actually has a certain scenario where she's not. Yoledes, a woman who's yoledes for 7 days or 14 days after she has a baby, so bleeding makes her nida, right? But the one example where bleeding for a woman does not make her tameya is the example of yoledes, where the remaining 66 days or 33 days after a girl or a boy, which if she bleeds, in those cases, like Midar Reis at least, it's called Dam Tohar. She doesn't actually become Temeya. She's not forbidden to her husband in that case. So I might have thought, if you just bring Yoledes, so that's not as big a deal, because in that case, it has this Kula. So therefore, I bring the case of the other case of Kachim to show you that, no, by that case, by all cases of Kachim, that's when you have to actually bring the corporate fine. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow morning.